Talkradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to start by rebutting my brother in Christ, David Chapman's arguments. He's saying that there is a man drought, and we as the negative team just think that's untrue. Sometimes as women, we feel that we're in a desert and we can see the water bottle, the Mount Franklin water bottle, but we try to be receptive. We've got to be receptive as women. We're waiting for you guys to open that water, Mount Franklin water bottle, and let us drink it. We're receptive to it, but guys, you need to initiate the relationships, because that is what you are called to do as men. And that is what we will be arguing tonight. Chapman, you said that men don't know what to aim for. Well, how is that a woman's fault? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to show you what a man should be? No, this is the burden is, and the onus is on the man, and this is what we're debating tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And look, the apple example, you can talk about Genesis, and yes, Eve ate the apple and then she gave it to Adam, but you guys didn't have to eat the apple. Why do we always have to? Eve blames the serpent, and then Adam blames Eve. Let's not do a blame game. Let's look at the issue. Let's look at it with honesty and integrity, because we all want an answer to this question. We're in a bit of a struggle. Let's hit the nail on the head here. Firstly, in approaching this topic, we believe this statement is saying that women as a collective group are doing something that is making it hard for them to find good men. And by finding good men, we assume that that means finding good men in order to date them and to marry them. We, the negative team, strongly disagree with this statement, and our argument is simple. Women are not the reason a good man is hard to find. No, good men are easy to find, especially in circles like this. The good men just need to start asking girls out. I will be proving to you in my speech that good men are easy to find. Jovina, my second speaker, will be showing why the responsibility is on a man to ask a woman out, and Amy will sum up her argument. Firstly, a good man is not hard to find, and we are not just saying that because we are all in dating relationships. The affirmative team is being very harsh on their own sex in affirming this statement. They would have you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that good men are rare and far and few between. But we all know that this is simply not the case. In fact, if I just turn in a 90-degree angle, we can see not one, not two, but three very good men. Let's have a look at them, shall we? David Chapman. Oh, I beg your pardon. Dr. David Chapman, mind you. Dave has dedicated his life to healing the sick, and in his spare time, despite being a very, very busy man, he teaches young people about God. He is a youth minister, ladies. A very good man. Jerome Smith, the second speaker. Jerome, just stand up for me, could you? need I say anything else? Jerome. Jerome is at every Catholic event I have ever been to. Jerome has charisma coming out of every pore in his body. When I first met Jerome, he started a debate with me on why human life was sacred. A very good man. And Gabriel James. Now, ladies, Gabe is taken, so sorry about that by my second speaker. But Jovina tells me he's a very good guy, a regular mass attendee, and you can see the halo over his head. A holy and a good man. So, ladies, gentlemen, and adjudicators, we can see that good men are not hard to find, and these are not the only ones. Look around you, ladies. There is dating potential in every one of these men in this room.
There is some more than others.
So it is obvious that there are good men to be found. That's not what we're arguing. However, what we have found in our own dating experience is that it is very hard for you to get these guys to ask you out on a date. It seems these good men are not initiating relationships. So let's try and gauge the truth of my statement. How many of the women in the audience tonight have been asked out on a date in the last month by the affirmative team? A show of hands, please. Jovina, put your hand down. You don't count. And now to the women in the audience. How many women have been asked out on a date by any man in the last month. Guys, that is not good enough. The idea of a man drought is a myth that needs to be quashed here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, as the negative team, we believe there is good guy, there are good guys out there. There's good guy dating potential all around us. The only problem is they're not asking us out. When I was single, I would go to these Catholic events and I could see the dating potential all around me, but it was very far and few between that I would be asked out. And now we just want to say, and I'd just like to say, to the men who did ask me out and who did muster up the courage, and to, you have asked a girl out in the last month or in the last 2 months, and it didn't work out, we just want to say, as women, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We appreciate the courage that that took, and we are so sorry if it didn't work out or if you were taken. But you know what? Jason Evatt was in Sydney last week, and I followed him all around Sydney, and he said something that really stood out to me. He said, "Men, if you ask a woman out, you are taking the burden of fear and rejection off her and onto yourself, and that is a beautiful thing." And I want you to change your way of looking at asking, initiating relationships. Did you know Thomas Edison had over 1,000 attempts before he found the correct element to invent the light bulb? When asked if he was disheartened at all the failed attempts, he said, "No, I am one element closer to finding the right one." My dear men, each date that doesn't work out, you are one step closer to finding your future bride. Turn the fear of rejection into a positive. Do not be afraid. It repeats that many times in scriptures. Do not be afraid. Pop culture has taught us as women, if he's not asking you out, then he's just not that into you. So if you are not asking us out, we as women are assuming you are just not interested in us. Good men are not hard to find, ladies and gentlemen, but women shouldn't be doing the searching. Good men, you know the girl you're interested in, so ask her out.
Radio.org.au